The ancient monuments of Egypt offer a special attraction, a combination of their uniqueness and grandeur and the sense of mystery that still surrounds them. Exploring these archaeological riddles and celebrating their achievement is part of the charter of a group called the American Research Center in Egypt. They have chapters around the U.S., including one right here in Tucson. Next, Tony Paniagua introduces us to Penny Clifford Mazur, who'll tell us more about what the American Research Center in Egypt is all about.
It's based in San Antonio with a center in Cairo, and it is a national organization comprised of institutions and individual members. Their whole focus is to safeguard Egypt's most historically important monuments, architecture, and artifacts. They do this, Tony, through conservation, archaeological excavations, research fellowships, seminars, educational tourism, and public lectures. And we do have a local chapter. There are 15 chapters of RC in the United States, one of which is in Tucson. I co-founded it 20 years ago with a regent professor here, Dr. Richard Wilkinson. So we have lectures 3 or 5 times during the academic year.
Why did you decide that this was something valuable for you to get involved with?
Well, I have my master's in Near Eastern archaeology, first of all, and I have worked over there as an archaeologist, but I'm very fascinated with ancient Egypt, as are a lot of people. And I think people need to know that we have a source here, a resource in Tucson, where people can come and talk Egyptology and hear lectures from very famous Egyptologists.
And you don't have to be an expert. You don't have to be a PhD or somebody with a master's degree or something like that to join this group, do you?
Absolutely not. You can just be interested in Egypt, either ancient or modern. But I have to say that most of our lectures are pharaonic, ancient Egypt.
And what are some of the topics that have been discussed in past discussions?
Oh, we've had the Theban Mapping Project come to visit. We've had John Romer, who talked about the Valley of the Kings and Queens. We've had very famous academics come to the university, and even a member of the Egyptian Antiquities Department came and talked about his project at Karnak.
And you have an upcoming lecture as well on Tuesday, September 22nd. Can you tell us about that?
Yes,
one,
we do. On the 22nd, Dr. Elena Pishikova, who is a research scholar at the American University of Cairo, director of the South Ossetia Conservation Project, and has also been a member of the University of Arizona Egyptian Expedition, which Dr. Richard Wilkinson is a director. She will be speaking about the rediscovery of the South Ossetia Necropolis, which she excavated in 2006 to 2007.
And that's in September. You also have a couple of more lectures coming up.
Yes, we do. We have one November 12th. Don Koontz, who is an attorney in Phoenix and a lifetime member of the American Research Center in Egypt, he will be talking about the first director of the Louvre, who was the first person of the Western world who accurately described the monuments of ancient Egypt south of Cairo. And Tony, I think there's going to be a little intrigue involved in this lecture, and he's a very good speaker, and I know him well.
And is this something that's open to the public and families? Can kids come around?
Yes, absolutely. All of these lectures are free and open to the public. They're located at the Student Union Bookstore downstairs. They begin at 5:30. Usually they last about an hour, and then there will be a question-answer period afterwards, and you can meet with the lecturers.
Why do you find this such a fascinating organization to be involved in?
We all love the subject, Egypt, and there's some wonderful people involved. Dr. Gonzalez Sanchez is the president. We have Richard Wilkinson, who is a regent. It's just a fascinating group of people with a common interest.
And once again, that lecture, Tuesday, September 22nd at 5:30 at the Arizona Bookstore in the Student Union on the University of Arizona campus.
Absolutely.
We have a link for more information about the lecture and the American Research Center in Egypt. It's on the radio page at azpm.org. Or you can reach the Tucson chapter by calling 907-5852.